With deficit spending in vogue again in Washington, the ledger book unearthed the other day from a dusty Capitol office was a reminder that the nation's first lawmakers were frugal. The old ledger book covered the Senate sessions in the nation's capital for 100 years, from 1791 to 1881. There's no exciting narration in the old book, no comments about who paid what for expense account lunches or hotel suites, but this first ledger book, which was nearly thrown out, does give a portrait of the government of the day. Richard Baker is the Senate historian, and he joins us in our studio. Thanks for coming in, Mr. Baker.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So quite a find. Tell us more about this old ledger book.
Well, the frightening thing is that it could have been in the trash very, very quickly. The bulldozers, figuratively and literally, were moving in. Fortunately, several quick-thinking clerks and staff members looked in this room that mostly contained trash in the sub-basement of the Capitol under the east front stairs and said, wait a minute, something's wrong here. This looks too good to be considered trash. And indeed, they called me, and I went over and took a look at it. It took me all of a nanosecond to figure out that we really had something here.
How big is the ledger book?
The book is 11 by 14. It's 2 inches thick. And it was the first of 60 ledgers. But this first book covered 90 years, and the remaining books covered small periods of time, but this one just glows as it sits on the shelf.
Well, it's not exactly the Magna Carta, but it is an instructive government document. For one thing, it tells us what the senators got on a single day, what they were paid.
And from our perspective, trying to tell the story, the institutional story of the Senate, how the Senate started from a little small organization with perhaps 20 members, and at the end of the period had 76 members. It's the only book in the archives of the government that shows that nearly one century period.
Now, one of the things it records is how much senators were given each day for travel, right?
Mm-hmm. 30 cents a mile. And you tell that to people today and say, oh, my goodness, that's really, you know, about what you get from the government nowadays. But there was a limit. It was 30 cents a mile, but you could only travel 20 miles. So that the most they could earn for travel was $6.
You did get a sense of a government that took its responsibilities very seriously.
Very seriously. And also a government at a human scale. I mean, here was the chief secretary of the Senate filling in this information and then physically carrying the book when they were meeting in Philadelphia down the street to the Treasury Department. You know, the question is how was $6 a day a lot of money? It was all right. It wasn't a great fortune. But after about 10 years, members began to lobby for more money. And they said, wouldn't it be nice to just get an annual salary, the way that the administrative officers of the place do?
Mm-hmm.
And so in 1816, they raised it to $1,500 a year. But the mistake was they made it retroactive to 1815.
Uh-oh.
Well, there was a huge explosion throughout the nation, and any number of members who voted for it were defeated. They didn't go all the way back down to $6 a day, but they slipped in a couple of extra dollars and made it $8 a day. And it stayed that way until 1855.
As you look through this, some of the signatures must really be rare.
Well, and to see them all in one volume, you open the first page and you see John Adams. And a few pages later, there's Thomas Jefferson. And then a really rare signature is Aaron Burr. All in between two covers of one book is extraordinary. I am sure there's no other book in the government that has that.
So it's a terrific document. How did it nearly get lost? How did it wind up in the basement of the Capitol?
It had been used on a routine basis by the financial clerk of the Senate and for years. And then in 1982, they moved their office out of the Capitol into the Hart Senate Office Building. And they moved and they forgot the book. So from 1982 till now, they didn't give it a thought.
What a find. What will happen to it now?
Well, we'll take it to the National Archives to make sure that conservators take a look at it to see if something should be done. Then we will eventually bring it back and put it in the brand new Capitol Visitor Center when it opens in the year 2005. So ironically, this book will be on permanent display for all the citizens of this country to see in a location probably just 10 yards from where it had been lost all those years.
Well, Mr. Baker, thank you very much for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Richard Baker is the Senate historian.